Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, November the 8th, and going to Sunday, November the 14th. And, you know, we've got Mercury in Scorpio now, and Mars in Scorpio. And so I want to mention, as this is a very critical day, that on Wednesday, the 10th, if you've got any ability to be disengaged from the flow of life itself in a way of communications and, you know, needing to speak with important people, etc., I would avoid Wednesday the 10th, and we're going to have another one on Wednesday the 17th. Well, this is because of Mercury and Mars and those other fixed planets. And this is quite a day because Wednesday the 10th, we have the Mercury conjunction to Mars in Scorpio. We'll be feeling that coming in later in the evening on Tuesday, and it will be complete around 8 o'clock in the morning in the Eastern Standard Time. But the moon is waxing. It's a waxing crescent moon, getting ready to be a half moon on Thursday. And so it's gaining in light, and it's in Aquarius, and it will start ticking off the square to Mars, the square to Mercury, a conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius. And the moon itself will finish up the day of that day, square Uranus, still retrograde in Taurus. So that is quite a sweep. And even after the square to Uranus in Taurus, the moon is going towards the square to the sun in Scorpio, which brings us to the second quarter and the half moon. And that's going to be Thursday, the 11th, 11-11, if you want to get excited about it, at 7:46 a.m. But boy, from about 10:03 in the evening on Tuesday to about 8 a.m. on Thursday, it is very difficult, confrontational. Things may be going on even behind the scenes because Mercury and Mars are going to make aspects, not just to each other, but Mercury is going to square Saturn and then Mars is going to square Saturn on Wednesday. And the thing about that Scorpio energy is that it may be thinking things, saying things, doing things, especially with the Mars, for instance, in terms of action, that are not visible, not being seen. You know, the big smile may be covering a whole different scenario within. And so just be aware of that day. It's going to be similar, but not exactly the same, of course, when we get into next week, when it's the 17th, a Wednesday. So, however, the days are, other than this, the days around all this are quite good. So it's kind of like, you know, you made a sandwich of this week and, you know, something was wrong with the stuff in the middle. So Monday we have the waxing Capricorn moon that came off a conjunction to Venus and made good aspects to both Mercury and Mars. And it spends a lot of the day in trine to Uranus and Taurus. So, and that's until about 5 o'clock in the evening in the Eastern time. And that is where we can, again, be reviewing, because of the retrograde of Uranus, some of the things that we might want to put into motion now to help us move forward with projects, especially things that might have to do with our career and stuff like that, because of Capricorn moon and public life and goals and achievements. And of course, Taurus energies are having to do with possessions and finance and values. So this is the energy, but it's good energy to be examining everything. It is. And here we are, you know, having had even the astronomical Samhain energy complete on Sunday, we are in winter now. We are in the dark, dark, dark. And that is the release and let go and allow things to transform. It's not just let go. It's some things must take a different look for us to go forward in a good way. So that's just where you're getting your booster shot from the moon in Capricorn in that respect on Monday the 8th. Now, the moon goes on to a happy sextile to Sun in Scorpio right after midnight Tuesday morning Eastern, and then a softening and an opening to something perhaps of a more spiritual nature overnight and into the morning on Tuesday. And then the actual, we're awake in the U.S. on the East Coast and getting things done morning of Tuesday is Moon in Capricorn conjunct Pluto till about 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is where you get intense feelings, you know, and maybe obsession about something. So you have to just be on the lookout for the overdone energy, which is the instinctive energy of the moon also. So it's kind of harder to be objective about it. But if you see it, you'll know that it's this moon-Pluto conjunction. But it is good if you're working with others on projects and you need an authority to be working with you, that is a positive use of a moon in Capricorn conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. We have a long void, of course, period after that, and the moon won't enter Aquarius until 10:03 p.m., and that's why you will have most of Tuesday before you have to be concerned about Wednesday, which is just, you know, not great. And the thing about the Saturn in this mixture with the moon and Mercury and Mars is the frustration level of having planets in a sign that needs to control and manage be in a kind of a difficulty with getting the authorities involved to agree. You know, there are rules and regulations, there is timing, there is this and that. So that's what's going on there. And then, of course, the moon in the morning, when the moon is also going to join Saturn, we may really feel very pessimistic. And, you know, so we just have to be aware of that Wednesday. Do things like take your Bach flower remedies. if you're feeling a setback or unable to control these things, you can look at the gentian, which is the one for difficulty with setback or feeling like there's been some kind of a block. So you might do that, or you might lift yourself up with some lovely spicy smells and the conifers, you know, so getting some pine and putting that together with, you know, getting close to the Christmas time, you can put it together with some cinnamon and clove, and you can throw in a little orange, and that will lift your spirits quite literally and also be good for your lungs if you diffuse it. I don't wear that, you know, with the cinnamon and clove. Just let that go into your diffuser and enjoy. So when we get past about 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, which is Veterans Day in the U.S. and Remembrance Day in Canada, we have a very good aspect. Yay! Moon joins Jupiter in Aquarius until 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. So that's a whole morning for you out on the West Coast. And now we finally, you know, the dawn breaks and we have this wonderful, uplifting, positive, optimistic, lucky energy to go forward into the day. And we can carry that as well along with us all of Thursday, because the moon goes void, of course, after that. So this is its last energetic. So it will keep that feeling flowing. And the moon will enter Pisces at 2:54 a.m. in Eastern time. So on Friday. So you've got that lovely energy the whole time, Moon, Jupiter, and Aquarius. And if you want to expand consciousness, please do it. And please do it on Thursday when it's easy and you can get some really good contacts and connections and networking going, also advertising, etc. When the Pisces moon is there with us on Friday, it's also a beautiful ride. We even have the sun in Scorpio trine Neptune in the morning. You could have had lots of psychic messages. It's a great time for spiritual work and doing, you know, pulling a card and, you know, taking a look at what's going on. But you may also be feeling more compassionate in general. And that's also because the moon in Pisces is going to sextil Venus until close to 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And so that is also a very nice day to be with others, communicate with others, particularly your elders, loved ones. And again, you may be feeling some of the desire to be in compassion and understanding of others. So that's a nice energy for Friday. And then the moon will trine Mars and trine Mercury and sextil Uranus from that point on until 1:44 a.m. Saturday morning. So good connections all the way through. And so again, it was just Wednesday, really, except we do have Mercury's opposition to Uranus coming in Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And so here we're having some discomfort Saturday, but it isn't quite the same. There may be some surprises, and again, that ability to control just isn't there. And the moon in Pisces has to make that conjunction to Neptune, and Saturday is the day. And that's going to be very good if you're doing mystical, musical, things like that, flowing, exercise, art. That's a great creative and psychic energy. However, this, you know, Neptune is retrograde. And moon conjunction Neptune can also bring out a lot of the fears and the excessive escapist behaviors and the ability to get seduced into things that you would be better off not getting involved with. So that ends at 4:46 p.m. And it's also Neptune in Pisces is one of the reasons we're having a toxic potential out there, potential for infection. So Saturday is the day to be aware of where you are, what's going on, and take care of yourself, however that looks for you. There are more things than COVID, you know, by the way, that are going on out there. I have a friend who is a nurse, and she lets me know everything that's going on in this, different kinds of viruses, digestive and respiratory, that are out there. So just, you know, be aware. Be conscious. And feel good for Thanksgiving. That's not far away, right? So, but after about 5:00 in the afternoon Eastern on Saturday, we get the harmony of the lights come in for the evening with the moon trine sun until a little after 7 p.m. Eastern. And that is the positive and perfect flow of energy between our instinctive feeling responses to our environment and our conscious desire for self-expression and the perfect flow. And in the water signs, this is really about our feelings, and it's also, again, extremely psychic to have Moon in Pisces trine the Sun in Scorpio. A lot of information can be coming in, but it's also, as long as it's a harmonious flow within, there's likely to be a beautiful harmonious flow without. So relationship energy is going well. Moon in Pisces ends the transit of Moon in Pisces with the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn, and that comes in shortly before 1 a.m. on Sunday the 14th. So in the later part of the evening, we have more grounding. Some of those things that we've been dealing with, both positive and even the negative, can come into more of an aligned structure, and we can sort of feel our way into things that we need to get done. Sunday, the void, of course, Pisces moon may make you feel like you don't want to get up or you'd rather stay in those dreams. And if you don't have to get up, you know, let yourself enjoy that. Just a flow without a direction is what it is. But then the moon will go into fiery Aries at 10:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday the 14th. And the whole day, the aspect on the East Coast is sextile to Saturn in Aquarius. So again, you're in second quarter. You want to do something about your goals. You want to get something happening. Even though it's Sunday, you may go online because of the Aquarius aspect and find some of the things you need to know, things you can use as tools, timing that you can find is helpful, and you can have good connections, particularly with authority figures. So that is how we end the week. And so when we get to the following week, we have a lot more to talk about. A lot. And of course, I will do a podcast that's just about the lunar eclipse because it needs to have that. And I will give you a heads up on how that's looking. And we will have that Wednesday, the 17th, to talk about. And then on the 21st of November this year, the sun enters Sagittarius, 9:34 p.m. So we start coming out of the Scorpio season, although we'll still have Mercury and Mars there. So that's what we'll be discussing for the most part when we get to the week beginning the 15th of November. I'm wishing you the best, even with your Wednesday. There are things you can do without engaging in discord, within or without. And I'll say goodbye for now.